why are these life skills important? These life skills challenge us to grow. And for those of us who are Christians who struggle with Asperger's, it challenges us to grow in our walk with the Lord. Life skills are important, especially for people with Asperger's. Let me share with you why I have to develop life skills, especially when it comes to my faith. Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's podcast, entitled The Facts of Life Skills Part 2, was broadcasted live on Facebook on March 1st, 2020. Let's listen in. So, a couple weeks ago, I did a live broadcast called The Facts of Life Skills. And today I wanted to expand that a little bit, called The Facts of Life Skills Part 2. Ever since I changed churches, I've been spending a lot of time with my fellow millennials. And some people are like, whoa, Dave, you need to focus more about or around everybody, not just your fellow millennials. Well, the reality is, one of the things that my parents and my first sponsor, as well as many of my friends who are elders, have been encouraging me to do, is to try to spend more time with young adults. Now, that's not technically bad. And I do spend time with my elders whenever I can. Now, am I focusing on myself when I'm spending more time with my young adult friends? No, not exactly. You see, when I was in the K through 12 system, I spent a lot of time with my elders because of the fact that I have Asperger syndrome. For those of you who are new and may not know what that is, even though I have a great intelligence, even though I'm smart, socializing with people, getting along with other people may be difficult. It was especially the case when I was in the K through 12 system. You know, in church, I spent more time with my elders in the church than I did with my peers. And that was definitely a problem. And my parents wanted me to spend more time with people around my age range. In actuality, spending more time with people around my age range is healthy because when I learn the stuff that I learned from my elders and pass it along to them, that's actually a form of discipleship. When I'm not spending time associating with my peers, I actually am focusing too much on myself when I don't do that. How so? Well, when I spend too much time by myself or with my elders and isolate myself from my peers, I'm not really focused on them. I'm focused on myself. And that's not right. The Bible doesn't call us to isolate ourselves from other believers, regardless of age. He calls us to be in community with fellow believers, regardless of age. Spending more time with people around my age range is actually healthy because of the fact that I spent more time with my elders. Of course, there has to be that balance, but it is healthy for me at this point. Now, I bring this up because this is a life skill that I've been working on. It's a life skill that every single individual who struggles with Asperger's needs to work on. Now, these life skills are very, very important for us as believers, especially those of us who struggle with high-functioning autism. Most of my friends who struggle with high-functioning autism don't drive, they don't have jobs, and as someone who struggles with Asperger's, I remember in my senior year in high school and my freshman year in college, I refused to learn how to drive until mid-2012. And the reason why I was so reluctant at first is because I came up with all these excuses. What if I run into something? What if I make a bad move? What if I get pulled over? Stuff like that. When the reality is, think of it like this. If I'm going to be the man that God wants me to be and to be a godly future husband in the future, I recognize that there's a problem with having this mentality of I won't drive, because if I don't develop that life skill, how am I going to be able to take my kids around or even take them to school? I mean, if I still took paratransit, would you expect me to ride in my paratransit and ask my driver to pick up my kid from school? Number one, that's not going to work, because the paratransit driver isn't going to do that. And number two, it would be embarrassing for my kid. Oh, daddy doesn't drive. He takes paratransit. His paratransit is picking me up right now. And then the paratransit door opens. Come on in, son. It's time to go home. That's not right. That would be focusing on myself. Or think of it like this. If I'm married and I'm not driving, my wife would have to take me around places, whether for dinner or anything like that. That's not focusing on her. That's focusing on myself, because I'm relying on her to take me places. I don't think that's what God intended for me. That's why in mid-2012, I got a driver's license. And I am grateful that I got that driver's license. I had to really, really work hard for that. And you know who I give gratitude for helping me persevere in overcoming that obstacle and developing that life skill? All glory goes to God. Hands completely down. Okay, here's another life skill: getting a job. 80% of people who struggle with what I struggle with don't have a job. I'm one of the very few Aspies who has a job. If I didn't have a job, I would be on SSI. SSI stands for Supplemental Security Income. My uncle is on Supplemental Security Income. And my mom and my family have been encouraging me over and over and over to not be like him. Even he even encouraged me on that. I realized also the distinction between SSI checks and paychecks. I get paid more when I work, because I believe that God has called me as a man of God and as somebody who, even as somebody who struggles with Asperger's, to work. He called Adam to work. He calls us to work. SSI is not good enough to support a family. I realize that I need to work in order to support a family. Now, why are these life skills important? Well, these life skills challenge us to grow. And for those of us who are Christians who struggle with Asperger's, it challenges us to grow in our walk with the Lord. And you know, these life skills have also helped me focus on others rather than myself. Now, let me give you some examples. Ever since I started working, I can actually support people. For example, when I was dating last year, I could actually support my girlfriend at the time, because I was a hardworking man, and it took me a long time to be where I am today. Also, I could drive her places. She didn't have to drive me places too much. She only drove me around twice, and that's okay. I drove her more than that, and you know something? It was such a joy to do that. I even have friends who don't drive. My childhood friend, and even a few other friends of ours. I remember, like, when we talked about this a couple programs ago, when we went to the Greek festival. Now, I was the only guy in that quartet, Zidane, Astra, and Mike and I. I was the only person in that quartet who drove. The others did not drive. So I was the chauffeur, and it was a joy to take them. Also, when we went to the service retreat the year prior, I drove. Was it a joy to do that? You bet it was. And I wasn't focused on myself. I was focusing on others by taking them. Now, you see what I'm talking about. I need to develop these life skills in order to grow as a believer. If I'm not growing, if I'm not developing those life skills, I'm not growing. And if I'm not growing, I'm not focusing on others if I'm not growing. I need to develop life skills in order for me to grow and focus on others rather than myself. If I am not developing those life skills, that I'm focusing on myself, and I'm being selfish, and I'm being disobedient to the calling that God has given me as a believer. Now, maybe you have a friend who struggles with Asperger's, and you may not struggle with it, or maybe you don't know anything about Asperger's, and you have a friend who struggles with it. I need to challenge you with something. This is hashtag solid truth that you have to keep in mind. Do not interfere with your Aspie friend's life skills. If they are developing those life skills and they're doing it to be obedient to the calling that God has given them, whether it be to develop dating experience, to get a job, or to learn how to drive, do not interfere with that. Because what you may not realize is that they need to develop those life skills in order to focus on other people rather than themselves. And if you interfere with and discourage them from developing those life skills, you're basically encouraging them to disobey God by not developing those life skills and not challenging themselves. I need to challenge you not to do that. You have to let God work through them and allow the Holy Spirit to work through them to persevere in developing those life skills. This is absolutely important. And to my fellow Aspies, if you are being discouraged for developing those life skills, you need to keep your distance from people like that, because you need to surround yourself with like-minded believers who will challenge you and walk with you in your journey. Who will not fix you, but challenge you and encourage you along the way, and who will help you maybe develop those life skills. Ultimately, you need to trust in the Lord when it comes to that. Now, maybe you struggle with Asperger's and you may not know who Jesus is, and you don't know where you're going to go. Maybe you're like, Dave, I struggle with this. I really, really want to persevere. I really, really want to develop these life skills, but it's too hard. And I don't even know who Jesus is. Well, if that's you, I want to encourage you with this. Jesus loves you. He wants a relationship with you. And all you have to do is recognize that you're a sinner, and that the only way you can be able to persevere in the midst of being a sinner, being someone who struggles with Asperger's and needs hope, is to trust in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Because you can't persevere without Christ. You can't develop those life skills without Jesus Christ in your life. I know, because I had to learn that myself. We have this tendency to have this mentality of, it's either my way or the highway. That doesn't work in the kingdom of God. So if that's you, if you struggle with high-functioning autism and want to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just simply say this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I admit that I'm a sinner and I'm in desperate need of hope. I ask, would you come into my life as my Lord and Savior? Thank you for who you are and what you did for me on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer, I hope and let me just tell you first and foremost, welcome to the family of God. If you want to know how you can develop a relationship with God, and if you'd like healthy resources or even a healthy church family that will welcome you in, message me here on this Facebook page. I'd be happy to get you connected in some way. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!